Welcome back to 104.9 WJRH Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Mocha Gumbo for the second time, and I'm Kevin.
I'm James.
We had a technical issue last week. Also, I'm screaming right now.
Yeah, the issue was Kevin, actually.
I forgot to tell you, but I put it in the description that it was James's fault entirely. Yeah. But we are back for our first unofficial episode, and we have a lost episode. I like to say that we have the episode recorded. It gives us sort of a mystique. It'll be like, yeah, there's a first lost episode. We had to delete it for some unknown reason.
Banned by the FDA.
Yeah. Well, I just want, it was a very mundane, normal episode trying to rework all the gloss that I had on radio, but we lost it. But I like that romantic idea of having a lost episode. Also, I'm hoping that we're a little more professional this time. Because last time we opened up and I had no idea what I was doing.
I was thinking of topics to talk about today and.
Ahead of time? That's not how we do things here.
What has happened to me recently? And I was like, all right. So I've been listening to a lot of Kanye, right?
Okay.
Peanut butter on toast is pretty great for breakfast. And I saw a guy who looked like Childish Gambino earlier. So those are the most eventful things that have happened to me in the recent... Wait,
I thought that was one cogent thought
No, that is...
But there were commas between those things. I was listening to Kanye... Peanut butter and toast, peanut butter and toast is great for breakfast. I could work off that, though. I have a small obsession with peanut butter. I don't know if
really?
You know that. Yeah, I have a... usually when my family comes up, they'll... You need anything? You know, vitals? You know, like water and shelter and love? And I'm like, nah, peanut butter covers all those things. I could live in it. I love it. Mm-hmm. And it's half of my nutrients.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, I love peanut butter. I probably go through like a... This is more confessional than it is anything. I'll probably go through about a jar a month.
Oh, wow. All
right. Okay, James. I thought you were a peanut butter aficionado.
I didn't like peanut butter and jelly. Like, my whole life, honestly. Honestly, God.
What did you do as a child?
Mostly sit in my room in the dark. Yeah, it was bad. It was like, I got to college. I was like, oh, what are friends?
The people. What's going on here?
2 years later? I know what they are, but gotta work on getting them.
You know what they are in the abstract. You just see people walking around.
It's like, ah, they must be friends.
You're like Dexter. You got that inner monologue going.
Oh, true.
I've been watching a lot of that too. I've been decaying into more and more of a basic college student.
Oh, like a generic person.
Oh, you know, I'm falling to. Well, I've always had. I feel like most of the things I do that aren't like. Very traditional and pop culture-y, I do out of spite. I'm like, yeah, I listen to Franz Ferdinand. What are you going to do about it? But
oh, so you're oh god.
Yeah. So I've been watching
in your face hipster.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And like, not. I'm very. But the more self aware I am of it, I feel like the less hipstery I am.
So it's.
I feel like a lot of hipsters, they're like, yeah, no, I listen to shoegaze garage punk. Have you heard of the Shimmy Tingles? And they have no idea that they're being that. But yeah. At least I'm self-aware enough to go like, yeah, I listen to the Shimmy Tingles. But only because I don't want to listen to Kesha. But I love Kesha.
So you are ironically ironic.
I guess.
So effectively the worst type of person.
Yeah. Well, I don't know to what extent, though. Because if I'm ironically ironic, doesn't that just mean I'm... It's literally an artistic statement. Like most people, I make an artistic statement to make an artistic statement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm three levels of irony.
Oh, God.
I'm awful.
And just nested irony.
Oh, jeez. Oh, don't bring up nested irony. Did you just get... Oh, yeah. You've been working on that computer.
Oh, yeah. 16
all week.
Hours in the lab. Last 2 days.
For those of you who don't know, James is one of those, try-hard computer science people.
Yeah.
I read lines of books and go, hey, that's cute. And I write it on paper.
I read lines of code, and I'm like, I wonder if I could die from the fifth floor.
What, a 10-foot drop? I could do it. I did have something to say that I was thinking of when we came in here. But me and Eric always had a rule that we noticed that we would talk about things prior to going on air.
Mm.
Because out of air... Oh, I like this jazz. It's nice and smooth.
You made the playlist.
Yeah, I know. I'm pretty much... It was more of a humble brag, but now you made it obvious.
Humble brag.
But we would notice that when we're off air, it's a lot easier to sound genuine.
Yeah.
Because we are being somewhat genuine. And we would talk about things. And our rule was we wouldn't. Like, we would get in the studio and just not look at each other and wait till you're on air. Because we would have amazing conversations off air and be like, wow, we would have sounded really cool if we had that exchange.
Yeah,
we were on it. It would have sounded so witty. But then... You know, we would get into something 10 minutes before, and then airtime, I'd hit airtime, we'd go live, and we'd just be like, hey, how are your weather, huh? Which weather is, weather is pretty bad.
Garbage, actually.
I was telling my mom, it's like London over here, I hate it.
Yeah.
And there were people, I was in geology today, and there were people who were like, oh, I love this weather, it's just so, you know, it's so, it's just... It's got like this romance to it. I'm like, this is awful.
Yeah.
Now I understand why people in London hate it. This is, imagine dealing with this every day. It's like just the right amount of overcast that you recognize that it could be sunny, but it's not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when it's dark and brooding, you're at least in that mindset of like, all right, this blows.
Mm-hmm.
But now we're in, it's like just at the, it's like lightest of overcast.
It's also that type of, some days, you know, it's like, it's going to rain all day. You stay inside.
Yeah, and you commit to it. You go, all right, today I'm going to hate everyone. I'm going to listen to, you know, Helena by Matchbook Romance or My Chemical Romance and, you know, hate my father. I mean, don't, right? Am I right?
Anyway, so the weather.
Yeah, no.
But it's like, it could rain at any moment. It's that, it's just disgusting. You're looking at it outside, and you're like, "Oh, is he gonna do it? Do I leave the dorm?"
Well, yeah, you don't know. There's no, you can't commit to a mood. Like usually, when it's dark and stormy, I'm like, "All right, at least I know what I'm doing today."
Yeah,
I'm guzzling 3 pounds of dark chocolate and watching The Princess Bride. But here, I'm like, I don't know. Should I go out? Should I be in? I just like sit at the window and
cry inside. Should I cry outside?
When we got dark,
just mix it up.
I'm telling you that this particular chair makes people darker.
Really?
Because, you know, Eric,
like
bright
skin tone.
Sunshine. Yes, it turns you. It gives you a tan because of that lamp.
Mm.
It's actually a tanning bulb I put in there. No, but Eric, the bright yellow, orangey Eric, would just turn dark in that. Just
really?
Bring a very dark on. And I'm always like, what's happening? It was an evolution too. Beginning of the year, but then the chair.
Oh, you can
takes
see
power.
The change, like Jake Gyllenhaal in Nightcrawler.
Huh?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Nightcrawler? Never seen the film?
Oh, don't bring up... Oh.
Nightcrawler's
dude,
a great
movies
movie.
Are my... That's my
that's
Achilles
your, that's
heel.
That's your... Oh.
Yeah, I'm not good at... I'm good at...
All right, so shoegaze then.
Did you look it up? Did you look up what it was?
No, I don't want to look it up.
I learned it from my friend Amy, and we're listening to this. It's almost ambient music. Shoegaze, it's a genre of music.
Yeah.
And it's just ambient noise. A very slow, like 60 BPM, extreme, like very, very slow. And I'm listening to it with my friend Amy, who's very hipstery and liberal and intelligent. Isn't that a paradox?
Wow. There goes our three viewers. Listeners, rather.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyone on this campus, I'm sure. But she introduced me to it, and... We're listening to this weird abstract ambient music. And I'm like, what is this called? She goes, shoegaze. And I'm like, why? And she's like, because like this is the sort of music when at a concert you just sort of sway and look at your shoes.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe that?
That's great, actually.
Who goes to a concert and just turns into a catatonic vegetable and looks at their shoes? I hate indie people. By the way, did you hear about this new band called the Fluffernutters? Yeah, but I, what was I going to say? Speaking of genres,
speaking of indie, or, I don't really know what you classify him as. I saw, on the playlist for this week, which we'll probably get to two songs of, but, we got a lot of Gregory Alan Osikoff.
I love Gregory
Allen. Yeah, oh yeah, he's great.
You know who Gregory Allen is. What?
Ted introduced me to him last year.
We're having a moment right here. He's my favorite artist of all time.
He's, I like, what is it?
See That Gambler.
Great album.
Or that then, See the Gambler.
That See the Gambler, yeah.
And
then there's one more that I really like from him, the album. It's, I have it on my Spotify, actually.
He blew up recently, and This is where my indie side comes back, because
Oh, because now you hate him.
Well, no, I love him. But the thing is, he felt... And this wasn't even ironic. I would never listen to him out of... I loved his sound. Because
he's great.
He takes his inspiration from sort of that, like, Emerson, Thoreau idea. He just loves nature and loves travel. Mm-hmm. But a lot of his musical style and his lyrical style comes from Bruce Springsteen. Like, most of it. That's his major inspiration. So I loved him... I was listening to Scrubs Radio about 3 years back.
Okay.
And I found him. And on Spotify, he had... And normally I hate when people say... But I kind of get it now. I hate when people are like, well, I knew them first. And I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah,
I'm listening
to
him anyway. But I get it, because it felt like a gem, you know? Mm. I found this artist. His songs just appealed to me in the most fundamental way. Like, I would just listen to him and be like, yeah, I like this. Having... By the way... No idea what he said, just like Bruce Springsteen. Because when you listen to Bruce, you know, he'll be like, they blew up the chicken, man, hands of pain in the thunder road. And you have no idea what he's saying. But it's just, it's
you're
wistful
it.
And sentimental.
It's the vibe again.
And it's just got this quality to it. Same thing for Gregory. I'd listen to him. And in reflecting afterwards, it's like poetry. You know, you read it the first time and you're like, this just sounds good. And then... And just word choice and syntax just feels nice. And then you listen to the lyrics a little more intently, and you're like, oh, wow, this is actually really pretty. But I was listening to him. He was, like, my hidden gem. And then he did a commercial for, like, a Honda where they played Time Will Tell.
I remember that.
And he blew up. And now if you go on Spotify, he's got, like, 5 million for his top songs.
Yep.
And so,
mm-hmm.
But you'll notice it's, like, 10 million for his top songs, 5 million for his second top, and then, like... 1 million, and then it goes down. It drops dramatically to like 200,000. So I saw him 2 years ago
in concert.
In concert,
really?
In the most, because he didn't have a fan base, really. Mm-hmm. And anyone at that concert was actually just there because there was a concert. Like, it was that sort of place.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like Stone Pony-ish in Jersey, where you just go to the concert because
there's something there.
Yeah. More for the fact that there's an event rather than who's at the event.
Yeah.
So I went there and I was, you know, for frame of reference for whoever's listening, this right here, you can actually hear it on the mic. It's so close. This was the stage. It was about a foot away from me.
Really? Wow.
And, you know, my chest was at stage height and I looked up and he was right there.
Damn.
And he played, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but Astronaut.
I don't know the one.
Beautiful song. But it's basically, again, for anyone else who doesn't know it, it's a very slow, brooding song. But it's, you know, like, light and wistful. All of his songs have a certain magical quality to it. None of them are, like, dark, you know.
They're just very whimsical, I guess.
Yeah, they're very, just pretty, you know. Yeah. Like, just something, like, if you knew nothing about his music, you would just be like, that sounds nice.
Hmm.
He turned off all the house lights, all the stage lights, and it was pitch black. And he played Astronaut, or the song The Universe, actually.
Oh, all right,
it was gorgeous. He's really good live, and I actually think that could probably serve him well in the future, because if he's good live, bands that are good live, even if you don't really like them, you'll probably see them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Dave Matthews, I'm not a huge fan, but I know Dave Matthews' band is amazing live, because it really is a show. It's entertaining because of the crowd interaction and whatnot. I'm also going to play Frank Turner today if we get time.
Okay.
Who I'm not sure if you're familiar with.
No.
But he's also one of those just very entertaining. Even if you didn't really love the music, you'd like being at his concert. Actually, we're 15 minutes into speaking, and that would actually be a really good segue. But now it doesn't sound as good a segue because I pointed
actual
it
songs?
Out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
You've
listen,
ruined this show.
I listen to other radio hosts, and they... You got it. Reach for the door. Close.
You're screwing up the illusions. I'm gonna leave now.
He's still here, everyone. I got you. There's no illusions here. We don't deceive our viewers. James, why are you naked? James, this is a public... James!
I just want to be free, man.
Just sitting
free
in your
from
chair,
all these responsibilities.
Fetal position. No, a lot of radio hosts, though... on WJRH, they have like a distinct character, and the guy who's actually after us, he does it so well. I don't know. I went home and listened to him.
What is it, Charles? Is it Charles? Right.
I don't know, but he was doing like a themed music for. He walks around campus, I think, where he's playing music,
yep.
Like theme for Black Lives Matter, and it was He's just such a good... The presentation is so good. Oh, yeah, if you are listening, listen to him afterwards.
His personality is incredible.
He has that radio persona that they had a while ago that now just decayed because everyone wants something more confessional, realistic. And now I'm just like, hey, I'm a person. I'm breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah, I hate that. Like that.
Look, I'm playing with the mic.
And you know, because you get a New Jersey radio station at home when you're driving around in the at the nighttime, right? And you turn on the radio, you're like, oh, let's see what's on. What are people listening to at 10, 11 p.m.? Like, not too late, but
right.
Yeah, decently late
Dr.
for radio.
Dr. Feel Good.
And you're like, we're back here with Delilah. How are you feeling today? And then the person on the other end is just like, I hate everything.
My husband Gregory, he's been really distant lately, doctor, and I really feel like
actually already a
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I put it on because it's fun. Oh, it's so funny, and it sounds like it sounds so staged. And you know, you have I think her name might actually be like Dr. Lovegood or something,
really,
and Dr. Good Love, and she's like, hi,
Dr. Good Love.
This is 12. I feel so bad for the people who are listening to that at 12 and calling.
Like, mm-hmm. Dr. Lovegood, my name is Felicity, and I can't find the right man. And,
God.
And me and my dad will be like, good Lord. Who's up that? I can't even be up that. I could be haunted, and I would never call and be like, I need help. I would, you know, get actual help. I'm not going to call Dr. Lovegood at 12 and... You know, midnight. All right, we are officially coming up on 17 minutes, and we might break our previous record of 2 songs if we get started on this. So we are going to go to, it is a little acoustic-y, this playlist. We have some, they're all fairly upbeat and fast-paced.
Yeah, the ones I added I added most of the songs that I put on this time were ones we didn't get to yesterday,
okay.
Or last week, rather.
All right, so what are we going for right now, James?
What do you want me to play?
I want whatever you want, man. We're in this together.
All right, let's toss in. Here we come with Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club.
Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club. We will be back in a few moments. Enjoy, ladies and gentlemen.
You know we're gonna find checking in and out in a strange flat in East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up for days of strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Like every other day, and just like every boring blues song, I get swallowed by the pain, and so I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. But you're not lying there any longer, and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on the floor, and I've been crawling up the walls, and I've been dipping in my darkness with serotonin boosters, cider, and some kind of smelling salts. So I'm out up to recover. Well, darling, let's make a deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them that we met in jail. And that's a story that I'm sticking to like a stony-faced accomplice. But tonight I need to hear some truth, and I'm never getting through this. Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said, if you're lost at sea, close your eyes and catch a time, my dear, and only think of me. Well, darling, now I'm sinking, and I'm as lost and lost could be. And I was hoping you could drag me up and down here towards my recovery. Give me a sign, yeah, just a subtle little glimmer, some suggestion that you'd have me. If I could only make me better, then I would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time. Because I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you, yeah, cause broken people can get better if they really want to. Or at least that's what I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive. Will all be over.
Welcome back to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And I'm still Kevin, and this is still Mocha Gumbo, and I think James is still James.
Yep. Wish I was someone else, though.
In my life. I'm keeping a careful eye on Teal.
Is it showing up?
It's looking good. I'm hoping we'll be able to listen to back episodes of this, this program. We do have to start some kind of social media. Oof. Now, the problem is we're both a little bit lazy. At least I am.
Oh, I'd say we're a lot lazy,
yeah,
actually.
So I don't know if that'll happen, but if we do ever get cover art, but I think our voices speak for themselves and we don't need any flashy colors or digital media. You will be able to listen to back episodes on wjrh.org/programs, or just go to wjrh.org and go to programs, and you should see our show, Mocha Gumbo, Control F on your keyboard, and Mocha Gumbo to make it a little easier, because otherwise you're going to get bored and not listen to us. Because there's a lot of shows this year.
Oh, yeah,
when you go on the programs, there's got to be 60, 70 shows. There's a lot.
Really?
Jeez. Well, no, but there's probably like
30. Why would you lie to me? That's twice you've lied to me already today.
I'm really good at that. It makes things more interesting. If I didn't lie, we wouldn't really have a show.
That's fair.
Because I told Eric and I told you that I was capable of running a show, and I actually don't know. I
think we're doing an all right job right now.
I've honed my skills a little bit, but last year we had Jake instead of Eric on one time, and he's like, oh, so record the show? And I'm like, what? I don't, dude.
I still don't know how to use the deck, honestly. Like, I have no clue.
Well, maybe.
Well, like, I know roughly how to use it. I'm sorry, the wizard box.
The wizard box? Oh, right, yeah, the magical wizard box.
The illusion of
the twinkle
grandeur.
Fairy. Yeah. I'm not justified in not knowing how to do any of this, because I did radio for so long in high school. But, you know, there's some things I forget. When I came in here the first month, I was completely blanking. So, what do we have coming up? Oh, we have we have Rivalry Week coming up.
When is that?
That's going to be in November, and I don't think you understand how much I love Rivalry Week. I'm not going to say we're doing something big on the show, because I won't care, but typically we've been doing coffee table recently. It sounds like we're two NPR, you know, artists sharing mocha, frappuccino, grande latte, don morigato, Mr. Roboto's over conversation. But that's not French.
No, that is definitively Japanese.
But dude, I don't know. I'm not cultural. But I would like during Rivalry Week to kick it up a notch, because I do.
Oh, yeah,
we have a time slot that's perfect for like starting the weekend, and if people were listening coming home from work or whatever, I feel like especially on a day like today,
we could put up a hype playlist for.
Yeah, but we sound right now like the soundtrack to an LA noir. Coming home, guy black and white with his trench coat and his suitcase, gets in his 1950s Ford and drives
smoking,
home.
Always smoking.
He's drinking scotch out of the bottle on his way home.
Yeah, you could drinking with one hand, smoking with the other hand, and then he's driving with his second set of hands.
With his Italian shoed feet. But yeah, I would like to get up. It's really hard in this weather. Like, when I was putting the playlist together, I was like, I tried to go to like something upbeat, like Overtime, which we opened with, the little pop sound.
Cash.
I can't do it. I can't.
I mean, yeah, we had Cash, and I feel like trash, if you know what I mean. Every day is a struggle.
but what was that?
What?
No, nothing? Okay.
Homecoming's this week.
Is it actually? Oh,
weekend.
Yeah, it totally is.
This Sunday. Great, thanks. Wonderful.
I'm sorry about that. I have so many friends I get called all the time.
What's a friend again?
Yeah.
Saturday or Sunday, I believe. It's Saturday. It's tomorrow. Because,
all right, Holy Cross.
Day drinking, yeah.
What?
What?
No, Holy Cross. I don't know if we're allowed to say that on radio.
I mean, we're not day drinking.
True. Also, nobody in their right minds in the FCC would spend more than 2 seconds in Lehigh Valley. I feel like radio stations that are in extremely rural areas are get off the hook with the FCC.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they're spending their time in metropolitan areas that we cover maybe 100 ears every week. So
we also cover maybe 100 people every week.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, no, 100 ears. 100 ears would be 50 people. You're right. Mm.
I didn't even think about that. I thought you said 100 years, and I thought it was all right. Well, okay.
How abstract do you think? I'm not that poetic. I don't try that hard. But yeah, I feel like the FCC wouldn't spend more than 2 seconds here.
That was a...
You all right?
Silence. I don't know. It was very
yeah, no,
sudden.
Everything's so... Because the song ended and I stopped talking. But I assume you would pick up the slack, but I guess not.
Oh, I mean, I could talk for more, but you have very command... You tend to command the conversation, which I enjoy. I really do. And
what
I like,
are you trying to say?
I like hearing what you have to
say. Whoa!
Because I'm not very good at talking on my own. Unless, like, most of my monologue-esque talking sessions are anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, when you don't have much going on in your life, it's hard to come up with anecdotes. All right.
It's like, I mean, I can talk a lot about a lot of things, but it might not be entirely coherent. Like, am I too... I'm good, right?
No, you're fine. I'm looking at the levels. If anything, I should shut up. But,
Yeah.
Okay, cute. no, but I completely get it. And that's why I really don't feel the pressure when I come here to... If there are those silences, I'm not going to fill them.
Mm.
It's not worth it. I can't come up with things to say.
Well, silence is natural, too.
There's so much pressure to have... It doesn't sound like a chat if, you know, we come to a stop, and I'm like, Detroit, and like just throwing words out that we can. It's not a good prompt. I'd rather there be something that you have to say or something pops into your mind.
We should do that one day.
What?
We should get a dictionary.
Just pick a word?
Not even pick a word. We need to do it randomly somehow, but like we just get a word and then just do that.
I like that. I could do that. And that's pretty much what the whole show was originally. Except it was, we had Michelle as our backup.
Okay.
So she would just sort of prompt us and we would go off of it. Or Eric would say something outlandish and he would distract me because he disagreed with probably every other thing I said.
Oh, really?
But you and I are a lot more harmonious, and I hope he's listening, and he's crying.
Oh,
but,
we could do it right now. We have we could search for something on the dictionary.
You want me to find a random word?
Yeah, do it. Type in a random word.
We could do a word of the day.
On Google.
You know,
I mean, in the fairy tube.
You know, the fairy tube?
Yeah.
The goog face? Dude, I love my goog. I like this, though. I always wanted to do Order of the Day. All right, that's boring.
Fake.
I hope these aren't all one-syllable words. All right, we're going to have to... This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is for fourth graders.
We
need something legitimate. Norm.
Norm.
First word we generated was norm.
I'm not down with that one.
You don't know Norm?
Norman?
Norman. I could talk about Norman. But, generate. Diamond.
Diamond. Ooh, all right. Diamond.
Dude, I'm counting all on you.
Really? All right.
Yeah, it's pressure, isn't it? It's hard to bear the weight of this show on your shoulders, isn't it, James?
It's hard to be charismatic and beautiful.
Thank you.
Much like Kelvin.
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 Kelvin and Mocha Gumbo.
Diamond, all right.
I don't really believe in diamonds, actually.
What do you believe in?
Well, I don't
believe in
diamonds.
Do you believe in life after love?
Because I'm taking geology.
Oh.
And I don't... this leads me to a good discussion. I don't believe in a lot of science. And geology, I have a lot of complaints with.
Geology is mostly physical, though. Like, you can see it.
I don't believe... So. No, you can't. What do you mean? Not even half. 90% of geology occurs under the crust.
I mean, you...
We're just guesstimating.
I'm a computer scientist. Everything I do is theoretical. Like,
yeah, but we've talked about this. We talked about it last episode because that was erased because of my blunder. I can bring it back up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in planes, and I don't understand why planes work.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You can tell me on paper that planes should work, and that doesn't satisfy me in the least.
I told you, it's God carrying you through the sky.
It really is. It's just... I was just about to say something really bad, and I stopped myself.
Right.
That's why, thank God we have this red button. I get caught up in how much I hate planes and how much I don't believe in science and the supernatural. But particularly with diamonds. Actually, I had recently heard that, and this sort of was a corollary to what I was going to say, which was, I don't believe they can be created. They made an artificial diamond.
Okay.
That was supposedly atomically identical to a regular diamond.
Now, so they just made a diamond then.
Well, they made a diamond. But they made a diamond. But and I wonder, and for some reason, as soon as I heard that, I was like, that detracts from its value.
Oh, yeah, entirely.
But why? They made it, if they can make an artificially make an atomically identical crystallized structure that is a diamond, I don't know why, but immediately I was like, that's not as cool. And is it because of, like, in the way of diamonds being valuable and rare earth materials, why would it detract any less from its appeal and its beauty just because we were like, eh, we can do it in a lab. It doesn't matter if it took hundreds of years.
Well, it's not unique anymore then.
Yeah.
It's
kind of, and it's dissatisfying because I like the idea of a diamond having to be mined and found and mm-hmm. Minecraft. But you know, it just, it bothered me a little bit that it did detract from its value. And I guess the crux of the matter was, I'm a guy, so I don't typically value jewelry. Typically, because I did actually want a Pandora bracelet, but they don't make them for men. Actually, that's very unfair. Pandora bracelets, I love collectibles.
Just let it out.
I love collectibles. I wanted to be able to have a Pandora bracelet. There are some very gendered items that I want, and I can't have because they don't make them for my...
Yeah, like booty shorts.
What?
Quick anecdote, because that's the only thing I'm good at.
I don't want this anecdote.
Oh, come on. So there was a spinner last weekend, and I went... I had a nice button-down shirt, and I had shorts, and I went to my friend's room beforehand.
Mm.
And...
if this is going in a weird place, I'm gonna stop you.
No. I'm standing there, and I knew these people from high school, so we're all like hanging out.
Okay.
And one of the girls comes in and she's like, "You can't wear that to the spinner. Like, there's a theme." And I was like, "Oh God, all right."
Themes.
And the theme was red, white, and DU, which is.
Oh, you were going to the AGD. You were AGD date?
No.
Okay.
It was an open spinner.
Oh, so you were just dead weight on someone's fun.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right, so they give me a tank top. I'm like, sure, I'll wear it. Right. And then one of them comes in, and she's like, she's holding up booty shorts.
Okay.
And she says, "Do you guys want to wear this?"
Wait, hold on. For those of us unfamiliar with booty shorts, they are shorts that in fact accentuate the booty. Now go ahead.
And she's talking to the two people on either side of me,
mm-hmm.
both female, as people who wear booty shorts usually are.
Well,
but I don't want to assume.
Not anything. In Greenwich. No, but go ahead.
No. And I said, absolutely. So she stares at me.
No slight reservation.
Not at all. They're staring at me. And she says, man. I wasn't talking to you, but try them on. And I
good
did.
Good for you.
And
it's
they
progressive.
Were incredible.
Like comfortable?
Oh, yeah. It's.
Talk about confessional
freedom.
Do your parents listen to this?
I don't even think they know why I go to this.
You better not tell them, because they can listen to back episodes if I record this right.
Oh, do it. So I'm walking over to DU
mm-hmm.
in booty shorts and a tank top.
Right.
And when I leave DU, it's 43 degrees.
No, now you can put yourself in a woman's shoes and take.
Oh no, I was wearing my own shoes.
No, I agree. And well, I have the same problem, except for different reasons. My uncle stayed. You know, we were having a family gathering, and
if this is going to a weird place, you should.
No, man, is no. He's a trustworthy person. No, we have a family gathering, and he was over, and you know, we switch everyone's rooms around, and.
Yep.
You know, so I'm out of my room, and some of the family sleeping in my room. And in my room, I have probably a collection of 20 Yankee Candle candles, like thick.
Oh,
dude,
all right.
I love Yankee Candle.
Really?
We'll go to the mall, me and my friends, and they're like, dude, PacSun, dude, I gotta get some sweet Adidas or Vans. I love Hot Topic. And then I'm like, guys, we should go to Yankee Candle. I got a coupon. And at first I used to play it off like, guys, my mom, she sent me with this stupid coupon. I gotta go get something from Yankee Candle. And then like, they'd be like, oh, dude, that sucks, man. And then I'd walk in, be like, oh, is that Fall Apple Orchard? It's out already?
Wait. Apple Orchard was literally the words on my mind.
Well, it's a good. Well, it's my favorite fragrance.
Really?
No, actually, cotton. Clean cotton is my favorite.
Clean cotton.
It's like fresh cotton. It's supposed to smell like laundry, like fresh laundry.
Ooh, all right, really all right.
Good. So I have a bunch of that, and I, on my wall, by incident only, just because of the things I gradually collected, I had, a poster of an American soldier. With like angel wings on him, the American flag, you know, patriotic. And then I have Roosevelt, just an evolution of that. Mm-hmm. And I went to a Michael Bublé concert because I like swing music. So I have Michael Bublé looking suave as hell, I might add, in, you know, a typical black tie evening wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then Billy Joel. So all I have are posters of rugged, clean men on my wall.
On a wall of
and
candles.
My uncle wakes up in the morning and he goes down to me. And this is my problem, because these are typically women exclusive things that I enjoy.
Mm.
And puts his hand on my shoulder. He's like, Kev, do you have anything you want to tell me? And he goes to my dad. He's like, Frank, I would talk to your son. You know, totally kidding. Very funny guy. But I hate that, because I totally indulge in it too. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a rebellious teenager, but who doesn't like, if you don't like swing music, you're the worst.
Oh, entirely.
And it just so happens that a very attractive, delicious, young Canadian man is the modern swing star. So I follow him, and then Teddy Roosevelt is just rugged and... And he's not that I, but it all
could
just
be a grandfather.
It all just so happened that they are typically not tailored to my manliness. Not that I'm particularly the embodiment of muscle and testosterone, but I would like, and other things too. Like I would love to have Alex and Ani or whatever. Not Alex and Ani. Did they make the bracelets, the charm bracelets?
I have no clue.
Men don't have collectibles. Like, we have stupid collectibles. Like, think of one collectible line that we have. See, like Alex and Ani and Pandora, they go from age 20 on.
Mm.
We get like Beyblade when we're 13 or whatever, and then we're done.
Yeah.
But collect, you know, I don't. There's no like men specific.
I mean, you can do something like coins and then hate yourself.
Yeah, but. Well, you could collect coins and then you could die alone at age 50 with a bottle of scotch and a handful of Advil. But I want something that's just like a casual collectible, and we don't really have that. Or just there's like certain little trends that we don't really like. I've been wearing Levi's and Vans for the past 10 years, and I don't know. I feel like we guys want that same thing. They like that whole idea. We just don't. It's just not as impassioned or driven in the market as like Alex and Ani, which I also don't get. And let me just say, Vineyard Vines is the worst thing on the face of this earth while we're on the topic of trends.
I think Patagonia might be worse.
Patagonia, wait. I'm trying to think.
It's literally the exact same thing, I believe.
What's the, is there like a brand, like a logo?
The mountains.
Okay, I know what you're talking. Yeah.
My school was a prep factory.
Prep factory.
And they just pumped out kids. Like, these are kids who would, out of the womb, just wearing Vineyard Vines already. They had the whale on them. It was...
I just don't get it. What's the appeal?
It's the pastel colors. You gotta, it's...
But I can find pastel colors.
Well, alright, it's the brand. That's the appeal.
Right.
But the brand doesn't become popular unless there's a reason.
No, well, not really.
Well,
of course there has to be a reason, but the reason could be contingent on something as simple as, my friend Joni found this color that she liked, and it happened to be Vineyard Vines, and I was like, I should go to Vineyard Vines, or their male counterpart saying the same thing. But there's no appeal. I could find those pastel colors. And if it comes down to and I didn't think this was real. I really didn't. The matter of fact being, I'm wearing it because other people are wearing it. If that's true, yeah. That's wild.
Like, I just...
But maybe they're just misinformed and these people don't go to other stores. But, I mean, I see... And I get it if you own one. And I used to derail Danny last year, just you know, bust his chops for it. And I get it. But if... You can find other clothes. There is such a saturation that it seems like half of people's wardrobes is Vineyard Vines. And especially in the beginning of this year, I saw just huge...
Nuts.
First day of class, I counted in each of my classes, and I think each one was probably anywhere from 20 to 25% Vineyard Vines.
That's
which
incredible.
Is a lot.
Yeah.
I never got it. And I get styles of clothes from stores... But the Vineyard Vines, there's truly, as far as I can tell, not much variety.
No, it's just, it's generic. It's t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirts. You got
hoodies, you got t-shirts, and the pastel colors, bright and fluffy.
Well, yeah, that's, what they sell is the brand. They're not selling clothes.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone can understand
that. I would hate to be branded. But
some people enjoy that.
Unless I understand the brand and they offer me decent products, but Vineyard Vines, as far as the variety, this could just be a misperception, but I don't see much variety. Like, take another store, for example, when I was, you know, going through my brooding 13-year-old years and I'd listen to Matchbook Romance and write blog posts.
Romance.
No, Matchbook Romance.
Oh, no, and My Chemical Romance.
Romance.
I went through Absolutely. A huge... Linkin Park phase.
Oh, tell I think me all about of us did. It. Dude, one thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind.
I'm flipping Kevin off right now.
But like, take Vans, for example.
Mm.
I was a big fan of Vans. And they offer, not shoes-wise, their shoes, again,
they
have
some incredible clothes, yeah.
Their shoes have a decent amount of variety. But the stylistic choice is the same. So that's not a good example. But their clothes... the graphic tees they offered, which were a thing when you were in middle school, at least for me, the variety was wide. There was a different amount of art in each one. If you go to Columbia, even, which is... Columbia's a brand people wear, but Columbia has a multitude of options.
Yep.
So there are brands that I don't discriminate against. It's just a few particulars, like Vineyard Vines.
Well, yeah, because... I think a lot of people wear Vineyard Vines to wear Vineyard Vines. It's a status symbol almost.
I would like, but I don't want to. I don't want to relegate.
I know you don't want. Like I don't. I know you don't want to be that. I know you don't want to. Not necessarily discriminate, but you don't want to lump everyone who wears Vineyard Vines into the same category.
Yeah, I don't want to relegate them to the status of that, just seeking a status symbol.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not saying that everyone who wears Vineyard Vines is wearing it because it's a status symbol. Like I don't know. I don't own any. They could be comfortable. They might like the colors and stuff, but. I'm saying a decent majority of what Vineyard Vines is as a brand is just the brand.
Uh-huh.
Like, you are buying the clothes because they have the logo and because other people will know you got them from Vineyard Vines.
Right? I know. And I just... I really didn't think... Because I've been conditioned. There were a lot of cartoons when we were younger. There was that one Timmy Turner episode. Or Fairly Odd Parents.
The Gray Blobs one?
Yes,
I know exactly. I've referenced that like 3 times this year.
You know, I always thought that was just a hyperbole anecdote.
No,
it must be true to an extent. And I never thought it would be. And the problem is, I would love to get someone in here. For next show, we should find a avid Vineyard Vine supporter.
No, please don't.
And bring him in here and ask him about his Vineyard Vines philosophy, because I've torn it apart on multiple occasions. I spent way too much time hating that whale. I hate that whale.
Every single car in my high school parking lot, just right there,
uh-huh.
Just on the back.
Now every time I look at Fudgy's Carvel's Fudgy, I resent him because they're probably cousins.
Just want to punch him in the whale face.
Yeah,
you know? Sad. What a miserable existence.
I feel bad for whales now.
Yeah.
Whales didn't sign up to be their status symbol. Well, then again, I don't think the tigers signed up to be Exxons either. But
I think a lot of people are buying Exxon for the brand, though. He's like driving around like, yeah, there's Exxon in here. Check this out.
Could you imagine?
You drive past
5 gas stations and you're like, no, that's not my brand. you're on like Route 66. You run out of gas and like, what happened? You're like, I just couldn't find my brand.
There was no Exxon anywhere.
Really, what's the difference though? Like, gas is just as homogenous as some of these pastel colors.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I'm gonna spend 60 cents more per gallon just so I can get Exxon. Same thing with, you know, brands. Like, that's why you do it.
That's funny. That is funny. I think I've been leaning back too much on this mic.
Possibly. What time is it? It is.
We are about ready to wrap up. We went through 3 songs. We almost did it well.
Do you want to conjure up another word real quick?
All right, one more word to close us out.
Lie. Oh, that's not a good one.
It needs to be a noun.
Fastidious is good.
What does that mean? Like assiduous? Like working hard?
All right, let's get the next one. I don't know. I just
you said fastidious is good. Like you totally knew.
It was an interesting word to me. I know what it means subconsciously, but I can't.
No, I know what you're saying. You could put it into context.
Yeah, I can't think of the definition.
Uh-huh.
Deprive.
These are all.
Dedicate. Integrity.
Elbow. Let's talk about elbows.
Elbow.
They're useful.
Elbow macaroni.
I was going to say elbow pasta. I think it pales in comparison to a lot of other pastas. On the subject of pasta, do you feel like there's certain pastas that hold more flavor than others?
Yeah, innately. Like, they absorb more.
Right? You know, like, the whole SpongeBob Mac thing? Where, like, the shape of the macaroni changes the flavor content?
Oh, yeah.
Does that apply just for regular noodles?
Well, I mean, like, if you have shelled, like, you know, the macaroni and cheese shells versus macaroni and cheese, like,
the shells are different because they're literally a tiny bowl.
Yeah, you get the bowl in the bowl, and then you have a cheese in your macaroni and cheese in your bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we leave you with that. That's a philosophical thought right there. That's an aporia of confusion. No, but we are about to wrap up. It is 4:58, and we have to be out of here by 5 for our next show, which I encourage you to stay tuned and listen to. It's probably going to be way better than ours. He is fantastic. This has been Mocha Gumbo, and I'm going to make sure we save it this time. I have been Kevin.
I am currently James.
And you are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Tune in next week, same time, same mocha, same gumbo, 4 o'clock, Fridays, every Friday, hopefully. Have a wonderful weekend.